2011 or newer 2.0 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, or Windows 2012 or newer 2.4 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, email info@wgxe.org for more information.
If you can't make your local town meetings but want to attend, WGXE can help. Currently, local volunteers make recordings and live web streams of the Catskill Town Meetings, the Hudson Common Council Meetings, and the Columbia County Board of Supervisor Meetings. If you miss the live web streams, volunteers post recordings of these meetings as soon as possible at WGXC.org on the newsroom page and in the audio archives. If you're going to local meetings and you have a phone in your pocket, you can help too. Email info@wgxc.org and WGXC will help you share recordings of local meetings and events. You can also use the free WGXC app, available in the App Store, to do your own live webcast from local events. Contact info@wgxc.org for more information about how you can help share valuable local information about your community with your friends and neighbors.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cornelius Eady of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
The first day I arrived in Africa,
hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray.
Buffalo soldier, trained like a Rasta. It was a Buffalo soldier in the heart of America. Stolen from Africa, brought to America, fighting an arrival. I mean it, when I analyze the stench, to me it makes a lot of sense. How the dreadlock Rasta was a Buffalo soldier, and he was taken from Africa, brought to America, fighting an arrival.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That was Buffalo Soldier by Bob Marley, the Stephen Marley remix. We're in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you Censored, Black Hair. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County Board of Elections officials have not released results of the November 5th elections over 48 hours after polls closed. Columbia County Board of Elections and State Board of Elections officials did not call the newspaper back with any comments on their inability to let the public know the results of a small election 2 days after the voting. Election day voting results are on the county's website, but not the results of early voting and absentee voting. The newspaper says there are 800 early votes and 1,200 absentee votes to be counted. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Sire Captain reports for Columbia Green Media. A measure to add a second fly car on the mountaintop passed Greene County Legislature's Health Services Committee in a 6-3 vote November 6. A fly car preps patients for transport before an ambulance arrives, and the mountain terrain means it takes longer for ambulances to reach patients and victims. Catskill officials complained recently that adding another fly car means they are paying double, as they already spend $1.8 million on an advanced life support ambulance service. Voting for the added fly car were legislators Patricia Handel, a Republican of Durham, Gregory Davis, Republican of Greenville, Ed Bloomer, Republican of Athens, and Patrick Linger, Republican of New Baltimore, Harry Lennon, the Democrat of Cairo, and Jack Keller, Republican of Catskill. Legislators Matthew Lavera, Republican of Catskill, voted against the resolution, while Thomas Hobart, the Republican of Cooksackie, and William Lawrence, Republican of Cairo, were absent. The proposal next heads to the Finance Committee, and then to full Greene County legislature before it will be added to the budget proposal. Greene County Legislature's budget presentation November 4th at Catskill High School showed just under $53 million in debt for the county. Most of that, $39 million, goes towards the new jail that several local officials said was too large and could instead be shared with another county. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Genesee Crow II reports in the Times Union that Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin wants a 12% pay increase for Jim Gordon, the Director of Central Services. Gordon is one of McLaughlin's chief Republican political operatives, and his proposed salary increase has drawn bipartisan concern from members of the county legislature. The average Rensselaer County worker will get a 1.75% raise under the same proposal. Legislature Chairman Michael Stammel, a Republican from Rensselaer, said, and I quote, "We have no commitment to any of the raises yet," end quote. McLaughlin's staff backed the big pay hike, saying Gordon is taking on an additional responsibility overseeing the county's IT department. Another close aide of McLaughlin, County Director of Operations Richard Christ, would get a 3.5% salary increase under the same proposal. The Rensselaer County Legislature holds a public hearing without a live web stream on the tentative budget from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Thursday, November 14th, at the county office building. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that a federal judge ordered President Donald Trump on November 7th to pay $2 million in damages because his charity was being improperly used to promote his candidacy in the 2016 election. New York Attorney General Letitia James said, and I quote, "The court's decision, together with the settlements we negotiated, are a major victory in our efforts to protect charitable assets and hold accountable those who would abuse charities for personal gain. My office will continue to fight for accountability because no one is above the law, not a businessman, not a candidate for office, and not even the President of the United States," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. Today will be cold. Roads are clear, but still watch out for any potential ice, especially over bridges and spans. We start in the mid-20s today and will max out at 37 degrees at 1 p.m. Overnight temperatures will dip to the low 20s, springing back up to the upper 30s on Saturday. Sunday gets a bit warmer as it will climb from 25 at 7 a.m. to almost 50 degrees by 1 p.m. No precipitation expected until Monday. Over on the river, high tide will be at 12.07 p.m. and low tides will be at 6.04 a.m. and at 6.29 p.m. Water temperature will be 49 degrees. These stats are being put to rest for the winter. I will leave the data to the professionals and the crazies still out there. Websites like www.tide-forecast.com will readily provide this information. Looking beyond the clouds, we see a quiet neighborhood. 10 near-Earth objects expected today through Sunday, the largest of which is 56 meters wide. All will be outside the lunar orbital distance. Current solar wind speed is 340 kilometers per second at 3.2 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1. Quiet. This has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, just your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
That was a Clubhouse original theme song by DJ WIC. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of Censored Black Hair. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene. I am Tyla, and this is
DJ WIC.
And I am DJ Kansu. We're here today doing hair. Natural hair, black hair, and music.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Focusing on black hair, that's real. And we want to kick it off, right, with?
With
Lizzo, right?
With Lizzo, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah,
let's go over here.
Good as hell. That's my song.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Simplify. He don't love you anymore.
the big fights, long nights that you've been through. I got a bottle of tequila I've been saving for you. Boss up and change your life. You can have it all, no sacrifice. I know we did you wrong, we can make it right.
Lizzo, bro.
Right? Yo, hair toss, how that feels. And everybody was singing in here. Right? We got our studio audience,
that's
Olivia, hanging out.
That's just a feel-good song all around. Like, right? You just don't feel so good about yourself. So. Anyway, I wanted to kick off this Censored, starting off with the first prominent black hair movement, which was the Afro symbolism. Symbolization. So basically, it started, I think, maybe somewhere in the 70s.
Yep, 1970s.
Started in the 70s with the whole, when, like, segregation was, like, I think, just ending, I think,
so,
like, in the 60s.
Yeah, so we were still dealing with segregation. We're coming into civil rights. We've got political activists. We've got Angela Davis, Huey P. Newton, Jesse Jackson. All of these.
Yep, and we had... Basically, everyone was like, it was just a major part of the civil, like, movement. It was just a major part. It was how, like, because before the Afro movement, black people used to, like, perm their hair and straighten it and use hot combs. And, like, we all know what a hot comb is, trust me. So basically, after all that, basically, this Afro movement was to be like, oh, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to hide my culture, who I am, for other people to like me or any of that, like all that. So he said, you know what? I'm just going to, like, wear my Afro out, you know? Whatever.
Natural
hair. Picking my hair and just combing it out. Why not? You know?
That is a perfect segue into Erykah Badu's Afro Freestyle. And that was 1997.
Erykah Badu, I
excuse
love her
us,
too.
Excuse us, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go. Clubhouse Radio, we'll
One,
be right back.
Two. You need to pick your Afro daddy because it's flat on one side. You need to pick your Afro daddy because it's flat on one side. What are you waiting on? Dun, dun. Well, if you don't pick your Afro, you're gonna have one side high. Well, you said you was gonna take me to see Wu-Tang, baby. So I braided my hair. Well, yes, you did. Yeah. Said you was gonna take me to see Wu-Tang, baby. So I braided my hair. Yes, I did. Cornrowed and everything, baby. Well, you changed your mind and said we wouldn't go in. But my mama saw you there. Yes, she did. Check this out. One time. Will I be blowing up your pager, daddy? never call me back. Well, I'll be putting in that 1-1, baby, but you never call me back. No, no. See, if you don't know how to use that patience, daddy, I'm gonna take that hoe back.
All right, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That was Erykah Badu with Afro Freestyle from 1997. And before that, Tyler was just telling us about how the Afro was a powerful symbol of black liberation, love of ourselves, beauty.
For sure. I also want to talk about how cornrows, actually, I just heard in the song, she's talking about cornrows. And cornrows actually played a big part when it came in the whole slavery movement thing, the whole slavery thing. So basically, black people, slaves would like braid their hair into like a map of like the cornfields or whatever field they were in, or like how to escape from like their plantations or whatever. Like that's like a big part. Like that's like crazy. Like thinking about it, it's like wow. Like, I don't know, it's crazy.
And also, in addition to that, there's a story of in terms of locks also coming over and braids coming over. That was that was a way to save seeds and shells.
Actually, I heard of that too.
To be able to bring those across with
you. Yeah, so there's a lot of things black hair. Like it's just like. I don't know, something just
people
in your soul that you don't you just want to understand. You just want to understand if you're not.
Well, black. That's the thing. Sorry. About, right? It's like your cornrows. I have, I don't know, I'm going to tell you a little bit of story. I used to go to school with people. They'd go to like the Bahamas or Aruba or something for vacation and come back, and it's white girls with cornrows in their hair. And I'm like, y'all don't get it.
Y'all don't understand, though. Y'all don't understand it. That's the thing.
Yeah. And, like, I remember when Kim Kardashian, I think it was Kim Kardashian.
Or was it Kylie Jenner that had locked too? Oh, no.
It was Kim and Kylie.
Okay.
But I'm talking about how Kim tried to invent boxer braids, which were really cornrows.
Cornrows. Like, no, sis. Like, I'm sorry. No.
Are you talking like box braids, kind of like how like ASAP Rocky? And
no, she was talking box. She was calling cornrows boxer braids.
She was calling cornrows boxer braids.
Nah.
So
not how that works.
What? That's not even a thing. What are boxer braids? What is that?
I really don't know.
What is that?
We don't have anybody in here that could possibly tell us what boxer braids are.
That's not even a thing. She made that up. Like, she made that up.
Right. But that's how media works, right? And, like, that's, we're going to get into this in a couple weeks, right? Cultural appropriation. Mm-hmm. But it's like you like the piece of culture that comes with blackness, but you don't like,
but you don't want to educate yourself on what it's actually like being black in the, like in the world general, like not even America, like just in general,
just
all over
in
the
general.
Place and you're everywhere
right,
but you
right.
want to take our, that's a whole nother topic.
That's a different we're gonna that's in a couple
that's
weeks.
The next
right.
topic
weeks.
Y'all
yeah, we'll get there
in the next couple of weeks.
Exactly. But let's take a minute and listen to Afro Puffs featuring Snoop Doggy Dogg, because it was 1994 by the Lady of Rage. Old school, y'all.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Puffs.
Rock on, what you may have said.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Puffs.
Rock on, what you may have said.
I rock on with my pants off, cause it's the must. It's the Lady of Rage still kicking up dust. So one, let me loosen up my bra strap, and let me boost it with my raw rap, cause I'ma break it down to the nitty gritty one time. When it comes to the lyrics, I get busy with mine. Busy as a beaver, you best believe her. This grand diva's running this shit with the speed of a cheetah. Me the lyrical murderer, I'm serving them like two scoops of chocolate. Check out how I rock it. I'm the one that's throwing bolos. You better roll a rolo to find out I'm the number one solo. The capital R-A, now kick it to the G-E. I bring the things to light, but you still can't see me. I flow like the monthly, you can't cramp my style. For those that tried to punk me, here's a pampering child. No need to say mo, check the flow. Rage in the back once more, so now you know I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Puffs. I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Puffs. Now I'm hitting them scenes like how you get. Ain't no doubt about it, I'm the undisputed. So what you wanna do is back on up. I'll tap that butt, wax the cuts, pass the
winner. I kick lyrics so dope that the brothers call them head spinners. I got the tongue that is outdone anyone, from the rising to the setting of the sun or the moon. I consume the room with doom when I hear the kick of an 808 bass. Boom, boom, bam, god damn. I'm hitting so hard you can say it's a grand slam. Dunk, punk, get broken off a chunk when they feel the funk of the rhythm that I give them. Let it hit them, split them, did it, now we're rid of them, yeah. I put that on my unborn kids, rage in effect, so you know how it is. I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Punks.
Rock on, what you band say?
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Punks.
Rock on, what you band say?
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Punks.
Rock on, what you band say?
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Punks.
Rock on, what you band say?
Now ever since my debut, I continue to lay you flat on your back from the raps that I spat. Spit, oh ish, I'm the ish. You can't get with the rage, then tough pity. I pity the fool that gets with the lyrical murderer, cause my dish is rude. You wanna get with the wickedness, with that big bate, yeah, that's kicking it, ripping it apart like Jason. You'll be chasing a dream like Freddy. Are you ready for the cream de la creme? I'm steam pressuring those who ain't measuring up. I keep competitors stuck in the muck with they butt up. What you wanna nut up like cashew? Don't you know that I will mash you for real? That's the deal. I'm straight out of Farmville, VA.
So what you gotta say?
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Punks.
Rock on, what you band say?
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Punks.
Rock on, what you band say?
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Punks.
Rock on, what you band say?
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Punks.
Rock on, what you band say?
I am the roughest, roughest, roughest.
Say what?
I am the toughest, toughest, toughest. I am the roughest, roughest, roughest.
Say what,
I am the toughest, toughest, toughest. I am the roughest, roughest, roughest.
Say what,
I am the toughest, toughest, toughest. I am the roughest, roughest, roughest.
Say what,
I am the toughest, toughest, toughest. Get with the roughest, roughest. Get with the toughest, toughest. Get with the roughest, roughest. Get with the toughest, toughest. Get with the wickedness, roughest. I am the wickedness.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, and we were just listening to Afro Puffs featuring Snoop Doggy Dogg by the Lady of Rage, and also having some pretty solid conversation with our in-house studio audience, Olivia, about connected to how DJ WIC was telling us about Kim Kardashian, calling them boxer braids. She's calling them she called herself Bo West after Bo Derek, who was wearing some braids in a 1979 film. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, so there was this girl, and her manager, who was also her husband, she got a part finally in something, and it was only like 30 seconds, and she was running on the beach, and her manager wanted her to have like something that made her stood out, so he told her to wear cornrows, which they then called Bo Derek braids. And then after that, a bunch of, you know, white people around, white girls started putting them in their hair. They were paying like $300, $400 for these braids. They were literally getting 2 days out of
right.
them because, like, their hair is not made to do that. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and they basically just were wearing cornrows and renaming our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right. So, also what Bo Derek, thank you, Olivia, for, like, giving us that in from 1979, right, connecting back to what's going on now and this continuation of cultural appropriation. And it's also, they were known as Fulani braids, which were actually named after the Fulani women of East and West Africa, and then got entirely co-opted, which entirely erases the history of hair. So thank you for bringing
thank
that
you,
in.
Olivia.
I have yeah. a question. Okay, so who named them Fulani braids?
Basically, it's named after the Fulani tribes
right.
of East okay. and West Africa.
Mm-hmm. And that's like, yeah.
Yeah, actually, they're called Fulani tribal braids, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's named after the actual tribe mm-hmm. that originated them, which is why it's like, don't erase that. Don't take
yeah.
that. And
yeah,
that's the
and
difference
like,
also between appropriation and appreciation.
Appreciation
yeah,
right?
Like half the people most people that's getting them don't even know what the name stands for.
Yeah, they don't know what it is. They don't understand the culture. They don't understand that their hair isn't made for that. They don't understand, like, it's just a lot of things you just don't understand. I'm sorry, you don't get it.
Yeah.
That's real. And, all right, so we're gonna take a break on this first half, and we're gonna play out Whip My Hair. Right.
Back and forth.
And we're gonna
do 2012 or something.
Yeah, it's a little old, but it's also the remix.
The remix for Nicki Minaj, yes.
Right, which is kind of fire, I think. Mm-hmm. It's fun. And we'll be back after the news with Princess Nokia, Solange, and Busta Rhymes. Mm-hmm. Talking more about natural hair.
Yep.
With DJ WIC.
Hello?
And Tyler. And we'll be back.
Yep.
Me. I hopped out the drop, grabbed my juicy. I hop, skipped, and jumped past them hoopies. But wait, I forgot to grab my loose sleeve. I double right back, but back like who's that? I did the little dance like cat, but boom, cat. I love how the jocks be watching me. So I grab my crotch and say, I be like bum, tickety bum, while I pop my gum. They looking dumb, tickety dumb, think they stopping some. I said, excuse me, honey, I'm the
from the WGXC newsroom, this is a WGXC hands-on radio news update. I'm Philip Gray. A bus carrying students from the Taconic Hills Central School District went off Pumpkin Hollow Road near Route 27 in the town of Taconic on Friday, November the 8th. The bus left the roadway and slid into some trees. According to a statement posted at the Taconic Hills website, 10 students were on the bus. Two of those students and the bus driver were evaluated at the scene and taken to the hospital for minor injuries. The remaining students were released to their parents at the scene or taken to the school for evaluation by the nurse.
The New York State Police, Columbia County Sheriff's Department, Taconic Fire Department, Copeg Community Rescue, and Greenport Rescue responded to the scene. The vehicle involved was owned and operated by bus contractor Michael Johnson of Philmont. The incident is under investigation by the County Sheriff's Department. Sarah Tampton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The walls of the new Green County Jail in Coxsackie are going up. Bruce Hausler with the Pike Company reported to the Green County Legislature's Public Safety Committee November 6. He said, and I quote, "We will start to enclose the building next week," end quote. The steel is going up, and Hausler expects the main portion of the structure to be completed by December 15th. Roof construction begins in mid-December, he said. Electric lines are already in, and the site should have gas by the end of the year, Hausler said. Republican legislator Gregory Davis, who represents Greenville, asked where the workers on the project are from. Two of the steel workers are from Athens, Hausler said, and there are electricians from Catskill, Durham, Earlton, and Coxsackie on the job. Hausler said the crews have also been purchasing supplies from the local Home Depot, Lowe's Home Improvement, and Dean's Mills. The 80-cell, 64-bed jail, according to Tafton, is expected to begin taking on tenants in the summer of 2021. The construction is funded by a $39 million bond and an $8.1 million contribution to the county. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ann McCloy is reporting for WRGB-TV. State Senators Sue Serino and Patrick Galvin have proposed new legislation that would amend the state's new bail reform law. Serino and Galvin, both Republicans, are being supported in their effort by law enforcement and prosecutors who believe the law, as currently written, will put public safety in jeopardy. Serino said, and I quote, "If a person commits aggravated assault on a child, that person will not qualify for bail," end quote. Under the new law, set to take effect January 1st, anyone charged with a misdemeanor or nonviolent felonies will be released until trial. Serino and Galvin have proposed the law to be amended to give judges more power to decide which of the accused will stay in jail. The proposal will also expand the list of domestic violence offenses that would make an accused ineligible for conditional release. Asked for comment about the proposed amendment, a spokesperson for Governor Andrew Cuomo said a nearly identical bill reform law was passed in New Jersey years ago, and since that time, overall crime has decreased with no significant increase in reoffenses or failures to appear. Cuomo's spokesman said, and I quote, "Politicians taking cues from Trump's cheap fear-mongering should knock it off and focus on the facts," end quote. Read the full story at CBS6Albany.com. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. Ridership increased on Amtrak routes operating through Albany, the passenger railroad reported November 8. Amtrak Chairman Anthony Cosia and CEO Richard Anderson also told reporters in a conference call the railroad expects to post its first ever operating profit in 2020. Of the routes serving the capital region, the greatest gains were on the Empire Corridor routes west of Albany, including the Maple Leaf to Toronto, the Lakeshore Limited, which serves Chicago, Boston, and New York City. The Empire Corridor south of Albany posted a 5.5% gain during the fiscal year that ended October 31st. The Adirondack service between New York and Montreal was up 5.5%, while the Ethan Allen Express between New York and Rutland increased 1.7%. System-wide, Amtrak transported a record 32.5 million passengers, 2.5% more than during the previous year. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
It's the fun house, it's the best house. Bit of a mess house, no stress house. We joke around or can be serious. So come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully. Don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts. Cause every time we sign it, we make a pact. Bubba, stop hogging the remote. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house. Bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too. Nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks. Then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. He's still hogging the remote. Stop hogging the remote. Please. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house. Bit of a mess house, no stress house. In this house, don't make nobody feel inferior. Cause everybody can have a great interior. Yo, we special, we cool. So come down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
Not gonna put the remote down.
Put the remote down.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM. WGXC Broadcasting, Aqua, Catskill Hudson. You were just listening to an original Clubhouse theme song by Aisha. So, once again, I'm DJ WIC.
And I am Tyler.
And DJ Kansu here on the mic. We're still talking about black hair. Mm-hmm. We're still listening to music. And we're going to listen to a radio edit of Princess Nokia Mine. That let's focus, like, let's really listen to the beginning and the end.
The beginning
of it,
is like
right?
Very, like,
it's on point.
There.
It's on point.
All right. So, Mine, Princess Nokia on Clubhouse Radio Censored.
That's good.
I'm confused. Is that a weave? Is that your real hair?
You can't touch my fucking hair. You ain't got no manners.
Oh my god.
It's mine, I bought it. I like the Dominicans who rock babies innocent. Shout out the Boricua girls who rock khaki ponytails. Big up to my Africans who way many hours spent. They own their own businesses and work while they care for kids. You know I love auntie girls with Sunday best bonnet curls. And love to my Asian chicks who make hair go straight as shish. I love how West Indies do, it's gossip with hair and food. I love how West Indies do, with gossip and hair and food.
Bundles, 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 hit that plug up for the bundles. Beauty shop supply, catch your ringing up the nose. Rock my many styles, then go natural for the summer. Hair blowing in the hummus, get the weed, I am a stunner. Bundles, 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 hit that plug up for the bundles. Beauty shop supply, catch your ringing up the numbers. Rock my many styles, then go natural for the summer. Hair blowing in the hummus, get the weed, I am a stunner. Mine, I bought it, it's mine, I bought it, it's mine. I bought it, it's mine, 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 I bought it. Look how I smunk, look how I smunk, look how I smunk, look how I smunk, in my late front. Ten to the floor, ten to your door, ten to your face, 5-year-old boy. Pick up the pace, spit in your face, Dawson your creek, Joey the pace, glue in my weed. Miss Destiny, little Benji, bruise on my knee, dip on a dip, making a trip, wanna talk slick, I blow him a kiss, glue in my weed, Miss Destiny, little Benji, bruise on my knee, bundles, 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 hit that plug up for the bundles, beauty shop supply, catch it, bring it up the nose, rock my many styles, then go natural for the summer, hair blowing in the hummer, just the weed I am a stunner. Bundles, 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 hit that plug up for the bundles. Beauty shop supply, catch your ringing up the numbers. Rock my money style, then go natural for the summer. Hair blowing in the hummus, hit the weed, I am the stunner.
Please do not ask me or any black or brown woman if our hair is real or not. If it's a wig, a weave, extensions, braid, don't matter. It's very rude, it's extremely personal to be put on the spot like that. How we choose to wear our hair is our personal choice, okay? We bought it, it's ours. So have some manners and keep your curiosity to yourself.
Yo, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Oh. That was Mine by Princess Nokia. And we are here with DJ WIC,
and Tyler.
And studio audience, Olivia here. That was a suggestion from Phoebes, so thank you for that. And
I think that the beginning, like mm-hmm. the end, like the chorus in the beginning of the end was actually very the statement was like it was very prominent, and I really understood it because a lot of people would ask me like if I'm wearing like mm-hmm. braids or whatever, they're asking me, oh, is that your real hair? And I would be like that's none of your business, like why do you even care with me?
Right.
And
like, that's not your business. My hair
and like whatever, like bye.
Right,
for me.
right.
It's like me asking you, oh, how do you get your hair so blonde?
It's it's my hair. Yes, it's my hair. What I do with my hair is my business, and no, you can't touch mm-hmm. it. Like, that's the, I don't know, how many, we've got a mini poll in here of four POC.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us have ever had somebody ask to touch our hair or just flat out touched our hair?
Yeah, so Olivia was talking about how people touch her hair all the time, but, like, she doesn't have a problem with it.
What's
do you have a problem with it?
I don't know. Do you want to tell
us
something? I mean,
people touch my hair all the time, but, like, I don't have a problem unless you don't ask me first.
Okay,
if
so
you
it's
ask
the not
me,
ask.
It's all right. Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, I guess for me, I just wouldn't like people touching my hair in general. Like, even if, especially if I don't know you and you're, like, a stranger and, like, you're just coming up to me just touching my, like, touching all over my head and my hair and everything. Like, that's creepy and weird. Like, I don't, I don't know how you put it. That's just weird and creepy.
It's just I think it's a dehumanization effect, and it speaks to the level of ingrained racism that lives in a lot of.
You know what it reminds
things?
Me of? I remember, like, I don't know what time it was, but it was sometime in the 1900s. They actually had, like, human zoos where they would take, like, black people and put them in, like zoo like things,
yep.
And like white people will come and like look at them and, like they were like animals, like that's crazy. Well, like, that reminds me, like they would like touch them and stuff.
It's
like
the same sort
like,
of
it's the
theory.
Same sense,
yeah.
Basically, yeah, where you're like looking at this and touching it like it's like exotic and like
exactly
you want to like touch it because you think you're entitled to touching it and stuff.
That's the piece. It's the thing you're entitled to touch
finger.
It. It's like that ingrained racism,
exactly.
That like not just even back from like human zoos, also back from like. Slavery times of like, oh, we can inspect you.
Exactly. I think that's just really disrespectful.
It is.
And also, like, there's a difference because, like, sometimes people really are just like, they're just like, oh, you have nice hair. But then other people, they make you be feeling like you a pet. Like, they're like mm-hmm. petting you. And then after that, they'll be like, so you don't like wash it every single day? Like, they'd be asking mad questions. I'm like, I mean. Like, it's just the way that they go mm-hmm. about it. Like, if you need to be educated, I can come over here and help you. Like, I can give you a little history, but, like...
And it's asking for that in the right way, too, right?
Like
not expecting people to do the labor,
mm-hmm.
like, expecting black people to do the labor for you.
Yeah, like, I would totally educate you, but, like, you coming up to me and, like, telling me all these things about me that you think you know because you think you know it, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
well, no, like, that's not how it is. I have to, like... if you're just gonna come up to me and tell me, like... like, you're saying to me that that's what I do because da-da-da-da,
mm-hmm.
without any, like, you're just being plain out ignorant and, like, uneducated.
It's assumptions and of
it's
stereotypes,
assumptions
right?
And stereotypes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and, like, in class, most of the time it's for my friends, like, most of the time, but once in a while I'll get, like, on random person, I'll come and start, like, touching my hair like, after I pick it out and, like, blow dry it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so soft, so fluffy, so curly. Well, why not?
Right?
Like, but what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, don't
not,
do
like,
that.
You can't just touch me. Like, that's just weird. Just coming up to a random person and just touching their, like, all over their hair
it's
and
the
their
entitlement
head.
Piece and
what
dehumanization
wrong?
Piece. So, on that note, I think that makes then four people, four POC in the room
mm-hmm.
who have
yep.
had either their hair touched when they don't want it
yep.
to or been asked about it when
yep,
they should
for sure.
Be.
Or both at the same time.
Right. Yo, real. So let's take a minute and listen to Solange.
Mm-hmm.
And
Don't Touch My Hair by
right?
Solange. Y'all know
mm-hmm.
what's going on.
Featuring Sampa the Great.
Don't touch my hair when it's the feelings I
soul. When it's a rhythm, I know. Don't touch my crown. They see the vision I've found. Don't touch what's there. When it's the feelings I wear, they don't understand what it means to me. But we chose to go where we meant to go. They don't understand what it means to me. But we chose to go.
Coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you are 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for a radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Fridays at 5 p.m.
So we're going to finish with two different songs, one of which is going to be Break Your Neck by Busta Rhymes, and the other
is Fabulous by Jaheim.
Uh-huh. It's from 2002, Fabulous. And shout-outs?
Shout-outs, yeah. Big thank you to Wave Farm at WJXC for making Faith Station possible. The Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and Mental Health Association of the Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program.
I also want to give a shout-out to DJ WIC and Emily for the clubhouse logo design. We see you, Kai. We see you, Kai.
See you.
Wait, uh-huh. Slick, Kai. We see you. Uh-huh. Get you.
Yo. And next week on Clubhouse Radio, tune in for the Word Shop, where we do our own original poetry as well as poetry that inspires us. And we're going to be doing more on natural hair and cultural appropriation.
Yep, we sure so will. We'll be right back.
Please tune
next
in.
Next week, baby.
All right. All right. See y'all next week. Enjoy the music.
In the head and we do it to death. Reach for them back, boy, the fire, boy. You know we're making an ounce. I know you love the way we be giving you the music, making you bounce. Stop just a little for my sister. Every time we come through, just know that we did it for y'all.
Uh-huh.
And the way we do it for the people, they know that we always give it to y'all. I said bounce.
Come on.
In the daytime or the night, when you keep on alone, we just bang this in the truck while you break your nigga motherfucker. Gotta pick up my flow. See the way we come right through.
When we come right through.
We be always blowing the spot again and again and make it really wanna stop. Better tell your crew, your peeps, somebody better put their troops on. And gather up your soldiers, you know you better keep your boots on. Put my people in the place.
Ayo,
wave your hands high now. And the way we put it down, make us wonder what he really gonna try now. What you really wanna do, just place your bet and put your money where your mouth is. I'ma sit in the street, just break your neck and keep on bouncing.
Just let me give you real speech to rock in your sh- with. We cry, you'll see, we want this heat, keep bouncing up.
That's how we
are. Don't hate on us. We're fabulous.
We're all about. matter the thoughts of your thoughts.